When you're starting a small business, it sure helps to be friendly to your customers, and also helps if the various governmental entities you have to deal with are friendly as well. The concept of small business friendliness is the central focus of an annual study compiled by the Kauffman Foundation and Thumbtack.com. Among the states that got report cards, the two we live in have lots of room for improvement. Oregon's overall grade for business friendliness is a C+. California got an F. California's got a lot of Fs on its list. Oregon at least managed to stay Ds or better through its entire list. But let's talk about what's going on here. John Lieber is the chief economist at Thumbtack.com and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. John, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Good, thanks.
So first of all, what is Thumbtack.com?
So Thumbtack.com is a consumer marketplace where we match up people who are looking to accomplish pretty much any project they're trying to do in their lives with a professional who's ready and qualified to do the job.
So if you have a particular need around house, home, business, whatever, you can go to Thumbtack.com and get matched up with somebody who is capable of doing that work?
Yeah, that's right. If you need an electrician, a math tutor for your kid, if you have a DJ for your wedding or a wedding planner or a photographer, we can help you find any one of those service categories.
You're kind of like the Yellow Pages for today's world, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to update the Yellow Pages for the Internet, and it's a pretty convenient service.
How specific a matching job do you do at Thumbtack.com?
So what we do is that we allow people, consumers, to come on the website for free and put in exactly the parameters of the job they need to get done. And we share that request with our network of service pros in your area. And if a pro is interested in doing the job, he or she will contact you directly via email, text, or phone, and you'll receive up to 5 bids from different pros who can help you accomplish your project.
And do the pros, I mean, I'm trying to figure out how you make money out of this. Do the pros have to put in a couple of bucks just to be on the list for you?
In order to bid on a job, they pay us a small fee in order to contact you.
Okay. So tell us about small business friendliness and why the interest in this survey and who your partner is on the survey.
Sure, yeah. So this is the third year in a row we've done this survey. We partner with the Kauffman Foundation, which is a leading research institute into entrepreneurship based out of Kansas City. We decided a few years back that one of the ways we want to advocate for our service pros is in the policy arena. So we want to help our pros succeed and do really well. And one way we can do that is by improving the policy environment where they operate. So the Kauffman Foundation and us developed this survey, which asked our network of small businesses what it's like doing business where they operate. And we grade each city and state where we get enough responses along about 11 different metrics of what we call small business friendliness. And the thing that makes our survey unique is that a lot of other business friendliness metrics will kind of try to decide what they think factors are important and then ask the businesses in that area if that area beats those factors. What we do is the opposite approach. We ask the pros directly, what do you think makes for a friendly government? And then we take those responses, compile them, and turn them into grades. And this year we graded 82 cities and nearly every state.
Why were some of the states left off?
We didn't get enough responses. So some tax nationwide, but we only wanted to provide grades in areas where we felt confident that we had a reasonable sample size that we could draw inferences from.
So, John, the grades that were given then, I mean, when you're talking about specific metrics, I mean, they can be very specific and number-oriented, like the number of days you had to wait to get a business license or the cost of that license, that sort of thing. Was it that specific, or was it more about the general sense that people got from dealings with government?
So we find that asking folks directly, you know, it's a short survey, so we just wanted to ask folks generally how they felt about doing business in their area. So the questions would ask things like, how friendly or unfriendly is your business in X? Or how helpful or unhelpful is your local government doing, you know, whatever factor? So, for example, the tax code, we would ask folks, you know, how easy or difficult is it to comply and understand with the tax code in your area? So we kind of ask general questions like that.
I'm curious to know, in the 3 years of the survey, as the economy has at least allegedly improved, I know some people still dispute that, whether the grades have actually improved somewhat, too.
Well, so we're doing a relative ranking, so we're asking, we're actually ranking every state against each other, so that way we can see kind of who the friendliest and who the least friendly is. And there's been some movement from year to year around those metrics, but we find that it's actually fairly consistent for the last 3 years between the three different studies.
All right, so when you're ranking them versus each other then, so are the survey respondents actually giving things like the F that California got, or is that that California just ranked lowest versus all the other states? You're grading on something like a bell curve.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So California businesses all said, you know, they gave a certain answer that was kind of we average all the answers together, and then we compare them to the other states. So it's kind of like grading on the curve.
John Lieber is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the chief economist at Thumbtack.com. We're talking about the survey that assessed small business friendliness across the country. Most of the states were involved in that. Oregon and California got grades. California got an F for overall friendliness. Oregon got a C+ for overall friendliness. We'll talk about some of the specific interior grades as well as we go through the discussion. You can join this discussion. Our phone number is 800-838-3760 around the region. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Bill in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with John Lieber.
Oh, good morning. I wanted to talk about a real dilemma with regard to this small business thing. I'm aware that small business is kind of a sacred cow, and well, should be. We all want to see small businesses be successful. I spent my whole life with a small business, so I certainly favor it. But having said that, there are all kinds of small businesses that people try to start that were never viable from the start. I mean, I know there are small businesses that get started that are good ideas, but there are also all kinds of small business ideas that people get that were dead on arrival, were never a good idea. We've seen our federal government spend a lot of money on the Small Business Administration, and I know there's all kinds of pressure on the state governments and on the local city governments to subsidize these organizations. These all cost the taxpayers money. So what I'm really talking about is not to down small business. We want to help them, but let's be a little bit more discerning and a little bit more careful about subsidizing these small businesses that were never a good idea to start with.
All right, Bill, we'll take that comment as it stands. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. And he's right. I mean, there's obviously the Small Business Administration. There's a Small Business Development Center at Southern Oregon University and several other places around the region. John Lieber, any thoughts on what Bill was just talking about, though?
I think that it's true that small businesses do get an outsized amount of the attention in our economy. And, the fact of the matter is that I think over half of Americans work at what's generally considered big businesses. And I think what the research shows is that the things that are creating the most jobs most quickly in our economy are kind of dynamic, growing businesses. So businesses that start small but are on a growth path and along the way end up creating a lot of jobs. And that's actually where a lot of the new net job creation comes from. But that said, small businesses like the ones in the Thumbtack survey are a pretty important part of the ecosystem for cities and towns across the country. And the reason is that when the economy slows down and a plumber gets laid off from his large plumbing company, it's important that he has the chance and the ability to go out and build up a customer base on his own and start his own business. And so that's really what we're talking about when we're talking about small businesses, is kind of people who have a skill set they want to share with customers and they want to build that into a viable, growing operation. And we think that's a really important part of having a healthy, dynamic ecosystem for jobs.
All right. So again, the Thumbtack survey looked at 82 cities and nearly all the states. Oregon got a C+ in overall friendliness. California got an F. Since you mentioned this is sort of a distributive curve where you're going to have some A's, some F's, et cetera, who got the A?
So the best states for small businesses this year were Utah, Idaho, and perhaps unsurprisingly, Texas. Texas did really well. And all three of those states did well across almost every metric we looked at.
All right, I did look at the top five and the bottom five, and it's not terribly surprising here that in either realm, because the top five are pretty much red pro-business states, and the bottom five are generally blue high-regulation states. California, certainly, among those. Not terribly surprising there, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I think models of governance do make a difference somewhat in the outcomes in our survey. I think the strength of the economy makes a difference in the outcome of our survey. So a state like Texas that's growing really strongly did pretty well. But a state like California that has pockets that are really strong did very poorly. And, you know, the reason for that is that there's just a lot of regulation in states like Rhode Island, Illinois, California, and the other states on the bottom of the rank. And what our small businesses told us was that these states just make it really hard to do business in. There's layers of regulation. It's confusing to figure out what the rules are and how to get things done. Their interactions with the state aren't always the friendliest. They're not always trying to help you out. They're just trying to make things, it seems like they're trying to make things difficult for you. And, you know, I think a lot of these states really impose burdens that don't need to be there for a lot of our small businesses.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. John Lieber's our guest. He's the chief economist at Thumbtack.com. We're talking about the survey that Thumbtack did with the Kauffman Foundation to assess small business friendliness across the country. Oregon got a C+, California got an F. We'll go a little further into the numbers coming up right now. You can join us at 800-838-3760 around the region. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. So just in order, again, overall friendliness, C+ for Oregon, F for California. First subcategory is ease of starting a business. Oregon looks okay. It's got a solid B in there. F for California. What are some of the factors that went into ease of starting a business? And again, did it have to be the same answer in every state? I mean, would the things that people answered in Oklahoma be different from what people answered in Oregon?
So the way that grade was calculated is that we just asked our small, like the 13,000 businesses that took the survey, how easy is it to start a business in your state and your city? So that could, it could be any number of factors that put up a hurdle in the way of starting a business. So for example, a lot of states require business licenses for service-based businesses. And, you know, the business license process really varies from state to state, city to city. So if somebody finds there's a lot of hurdles in the way of getting their business license and starting up, there's sometimes fees imposed. Occasionally we have people who have special needs, for space. So if you wanted to open a training facility for your personal trainer, you know, you've got to get permits to do that. And so the question basically encompasses any layer of difficulty that's imposed upon you as you're starting your business. So it really just depends on the experience that the pro had. So Oregon got a B, which is pretty good. It just suggests that maybe at the very beginning, it's not that hard to get the forms filled out and turn everything in and get started up. Whereas in California, you know, there's just a lot of layers and they make it as difficult as possible for somebody who's starting out to get up on their feet and get going.
And the next category is an interesting flip-flop in a sense, because here Oregon actually turns out a lot worse than California. Ease of hiring in Oregon got a D+, and we're going to be talking in our next segment about the jobs that go unfilled in Oregon and the state response to that. D+ for ease of hiring in Oregon, B- in California for ease of hiring. Is that just factors like the availability of workers out there? I mean, they're pretty close by in California, easy to latch onto?
Yeah, so California is obviously a huge state, lots of immigration, lots of opportunity for people to find jobs. And, you know, I think the unemployment rate is a little bit higher in California, which suggests that it's easier to find people who are willing to work at the wages that our small businesses want to pay. So I think this factor is basically a combination of both what the labor market looks like, how many people are out there, what wages they'll take, and also how many hurdles there are to bringing somebody new on board. So things like workman's comp and disability insurance and things like this are a factor that go into thinking about this metric.
As people responded to the survey, I mean, were these just pretty much standalone, straight-up questions? Was there any push element involved, or were you trying to take any sort of advocacy position as you asked the questions?
No. The questions were basically just straightforward. How friendly or unfriendly is this? How difficult or easy is that? And we try to present them in as neutral way as possible, which is the reason we partnered with the Kauffman Foundation and some of their survey experts who were very helpful in designing the survey for us.
And next item on the list under the overall business friendliness, regulations. Oregon got a D, California got an F. You know, we hear a lot, particularly in the political realm, about people saying we gotta get rid of some of these regulations that are strangling businesses. Did you get pretty good verbatim responses from people about exactly which regulations they found most onerous, and not just in Oregon and California, but all over the country?
So in this case, what we did is we actually asked about the six specific categories below there, and we compiled those. So health and safety, employment regulations, the tax code, licensing rules, environmental regulations, zoning regulations, and we compiled the answers to those six questions into our one regulations overall grade. And what's interesting about this category is that of the six we asked about, two really stood out as being particularly burdensome for our service businesses. The first one was the presence of a licensing regime. So cities and states that required licenses for businesses and professions where licenses were required, like plumbing and electricians, tended to give lower scores overall for the cities and states than places that didn't. And the second one was the tax code. And the complexity and time cost of complying with the tax code was actually a really big factor in determining overall friendliness scores. And it actually was a lot more impactful than the tax rate. So we found that a lot of our businesses said that they were largely satisfied with the level of taxes that they paid. About two-thirds of businesses said they felt like they paid their fair share. But the burden of complexity of the tax code was actually a pretty big factor in the overall score.
And so was there much said by businesses about how much time they're spending? I mean, does it take a whole lot of staff time to be able to deal with the taxes? Do they have to hire that work out to accountants? I mean, is it really burdensome and time-consuming?
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of places at the federal level and the city and state level, businesses have to remit taxes in a totally different way than our personal income taxes. They have to frequently send things in quarterly. They have to send taxes into multiple entities at multiple levels. There's county fees they have to pay, city taxes, state taxes. So the cost of complying with this was a really large factor. Frequently, they have to hire an accountant just to help them understand the rules. So places that simplified the rules and made it easier to comply were rewarded with higher scores overall.
And I have to say, in this whole section of regulations, which is a major component of the small business friendliness survey done by Thumbtack.com and the Kauffman Foundation, that in the subcategories, which John just mentioned, licensing and tax code, those are the areas that neither state looks particularly good. Oregon, a C minus on its licensing, California, a D. Tax code, they're both in the D. Oregon just gets a D plus, where California gets a D. So interesting stuff there. I come down to the environmental one. I find that interesting because these are states with very strong environmental ethics, of course. Oregon gets a D for environmental friendliness, and California gets an F. I imagine these are scores that ended up a lot better in places like Texas, perhaps, where the environmental regulations seem to be a lot less.
Yeah, that's probably true. I think that it's not necessarily, I think that the lesson that I take away from this survey is not that you need to have poor environmental protections in order to be small business friendly. You just need to have things that make sense. So, in California, disposing of waste from a construction project can be a difficult process. So the more difficult that process is, the more layers that are imposed upon it, the lower the grade's going to be. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't protect the environment in a way that is not putting a huge burden on businesses. You just have to find a way to make compliance easier.
And was the survey restricted just to people who are actively connected to Thumbtack.com?
Yeah, the survey was shown to our business users. So people who came from the website and put a bid in for a job were then prompted to take, we have a rotating series of prompts, so during the survey period, they were prompted to take the survey, and so there was some fraction, and I actually don't know how many, of 70,000 people who saw the survey, and 13,000 ended up completing it.
Yeah, I noticed that was a pretty good high number, certainly above 12,000 across the country. And again, so we're talking service businesses. We're talking electricians and plumbers and, pool technicians, things like that. So generally nothing in the way of manufacturing or retail in here?
Yeah, we generally miss retail, manufacturing, and any agricultural business. So some of these factors are going to be more important to it, like zoning would be more important to a retail business, and the environmental rules might be more important to a manufacturer. So some of our businesses are probably going to underweight a little bit some of the categories just due to the nature of our sample.
All right, the final category, and it's a major one that we haven't talked about yet in the business friendliness survey, is training and networking programs, in which California got a C-, Oregon got a B+. That's actually not too bad. I mean, it's actually one of the better grades that California got next to its ease of hiring. So what do we draw from this? What is this just indicate the infrastructure for getting people trained for the work that the people you surveyed are trying to hire?
So this is actually this factor was actually the most important factor overall in determining small business friendliness. And I think the reason for this is that 57% of the people in our sample were business owners for the first time, and they really wanted help understanding the rules of the road, understanding how to start their business, understanding how to comply and where, who to talk to in order to comply with all the regulations. And so states and cities that offer programs that help entrepreneurs succeed by helping them understand how to get their business up and running tended to do a lot better than states and cities that didn't. So I think in California, you know, there's a lot of support at the state level. There's resources that are available. The local chamber of commerces are active. And, you know, there's ways that people can learn about how to make their business successful. And we found that our pros really appreciated those efforts.
And again, to look at the some of the internal stuff within regulations in California, health and safety, F, employment, labor and hiring, F, tax code, D, licensing, D, environmental, F, zoning, D. In those same categories, Oregon went D, D, D plus, C minus, D, D plus. I know people aren't writing this down at home, but so I know a lot of places that will do a business type survey will end up delivering results to state legislators. Do you go to that extent? Do you actually mail these to state legislators or email them to them, I guess I should say?
Yeah, we've been trying to distribute this to make sure that policymakers at the city and state level can see the different scores that they got and hopefully try to improve.
All right. John Lieber is the chief economist at Thumbtack.com, which cooperated with the Kauffman Foundation on this survey of service businesses across the country. John Lieber, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Take care.